Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. That's kind of out of order. It should be good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Galganov.com. This is radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FCC, just you and me the way radio really, really ought to be. Today is September the 18th. It's just before the beginning of Yom Kippur, the holiest of holy days for the Jewish religion, when all Jews are supposed to go to the synagogue and confess our sins and ask for forgiveness and repent and start to a new year, start to become as reasonable and as ethical and as moral as we possibly can be, as the Torah instructs us. Not all Jews do that. Some Jews don't go to the synagogue, but they really try to be as moral and ethical as they possibly can be nonetheless, which is, well, that's the way it should be. There's some people who, I don't care if they're Jewish or Christian, they will never be ethical. They will never be moral. These are the left. These are people who live to lie, and as far as they're concerned, the means always justifies the end. And even if the means mean destroying the reputation of someone like Kavanaugh, the jurist who wants to be, or who the president wants to be, the next Supreme Court justice. You know, it doesn't matter that this man seems to walk on water. It doesn't matter that his reputation is so unblemished that it's almost as if it's not real. None of that matters. It doesn't matter that there are dozens and dozens and dozens of people who have known him his whole life, especially women who've come out and said, this is the real deal. I mean, he's the nicest man you'll ever meet anywhere. It doesn't matter. Because they found this professor, I don't know, 51 years old, who 36 years ago had a repressed memory of being assaulted. Well, she wasn't raped. I don't know what happened. She said she was in a room with two drunken guys. One of them was Kavanaugh. And Kavanaugh, tackled her, pinned her to the bed, and tried to undo her clothes, but he was so drunk he couldn't do that. Then the other jumped on top, and they all tumbled to the floor, and she ran out, and, well, that's the story. What kind of story is that? She doesn't remember when. She doesn't remember where. She doesn't remember how she got there. She doesn't remember how she got home. She remembers that she was drinking, and she remembers that her parents would be upset that she was drinking. And all of that has delayed the actual vote on whether or not Kavanaugh should become the ninth member of the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, lying is a sin. It's a real honest-to-goodness sin. And destroying a human being's reputation, to me, is an even greater sin. And why would they do it? Why would they want to destroy the reputation of a decent human being who could be a great jurist, who could actually judge according to the Constitution, to the Bible of American governance? Why would they want to do that? Well, the only reason I can see why they would want to do that is because these people are evil. They love their power. They love all of the perks that they get through their power far more than they love the United States of America, far more than they love the people that they're reputed to represent. They're just evil. They're downright evil. And on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, they have so much to atone for that I don't think they could ever apologize sufficiently for the damage that they've done, not just to the United States of America, but to all of the individual people who they've defamed. I'm Howard Galganov. This is radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FCC. And until the next broadcast, you have a great, great day.